What's the idea? Easy, Bart. He's holding a .22 under the counter.
Yeah, and it's liable to go off. Now move.
Oh, cut it out, Clayton. He wouldn't shoot, not right here on the boardwalk.
No, it wouldn't be hard to stage a little accident in the shooting gallery. Now march.
Better do as he says, Bart.
All right, you're talking sense. That's it, right back here. Well, Mac.
Yeah, Mr. Clayton?
Take over out here and be ready to close up when I give you the word.
I got you, boss.
And now, gentlemen, I'm taking you into the back room. You've been asking so many questions, now you'll get a few answers. Move.
NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past. An exciting past, a romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Unwelcome Rescue. Frank and Bart are spending their summer vacation from Yale this year at Atlantic City, where the two young friends are working as lifeguards. And so as our story opens today, we find them on the beach talking to Inza Burridge.
I think it's wonderful. When Aunt Belle told me we were going to rent a beach cottage for the summer, I had no idea you two would be working here as lifeguards.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret, Inza.
What's that, Bart?
Frank didn't decide to take this job until he heard you were going to be here.
Oh, come on, Bart. You know as well as I do. We'd talked about it all winter.
Well, sure. I was trying to talk you into it. But you never did decide until you heard of Inza's plans.
Oh, don't tease him, Bart. The main thing is we're all here and we'll have a lot of fun. Isn't the steel pier the most amazing thing you ever saw?
Hey, speaking of the pier, what time is it getting to be?
It must be nearly 3, judging by the sun.
Oh, we've got to get to work.
Yeah, that's right. I nearly forgot.
Where do you have to go? I thought you were on duty here on the beach.
Well, we are, but every afternoon at 3, we take the dory out and patrol the water around the pier.
It's on account of that new cannon act on the pier.
Cannon? Oh, you mean the girl they shoot out of the cannon.
That's right. Look over there on this side of the pier. You can see the net stretched out in the water.
Well, we have to be out there to make sure all bathers stay away from the net during the act.
Well, you'd better get started. The crowd's beginning to gather on the pier.
Aren't you going to stay and see the act?
I have to help Aunt Belle unpack. Besides, I saw it yesterday.
You did? How'd you like it?
Oh, it was all right, I guess. There wasn't much of a crowd there.
I know. The management has been a little disappointed, I hear. Well, Bart, we better get ready.
All right, with you.
Oh, by the way, Aunt Belle wants you to come over for dinner tonight.
Fine. We'll be there.
And maybe after dinner we can go for a stroll on the boardwalk.
It's a date. See you then.
Oh, Lola? It's Lola.
Yes? Oh, hello, Mr. Farrell. We're just getting ready for the show.
Where's your partner?
Albert?
Yes.
He's right over there by the cannon. Hey, Albert. Manager wants to see you.
Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Farrell. What's on your mind?
Your act. When I hired you last week, you guaranteed me crowds at every performance. Where are they?
Take a look around.
I am looking. Is that what you call a crowd? Why, this pier has to operate a lot near capacity to show profit, and you're not drawing.
Yeah, but the weather's been bad, Mr. Farrell.
The weather, Your act is bad. Now get this, Albert. I want to see an improvement, a big improvement, or you get your notice. Is that clear?
What do you want us to do?
That's up to you. Now just get me some crowds or out you go. You hear? Crowds or out you go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Is that all you can say to him?
What do you want me to do, jump off the pier?
A good idea. He talks as if he owns the place.
He does. Take it easy, Lola.
Take it easy? I risk my life every day getting shot out of a cannon, and what happens? The manager comes along and tells us our act is no good.
Well, what's going on here?
Oh, hello, Clayton. Say, you never met my partner, have you? Lola, this is Rod Clayton.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Clayton's an old friend of mine, Lola. Runs the shooting gallery over in the boardwalk.
How nice for him.
Don't mind Lola, Clayton. She's a little sore at Farrell.
Oh? What's on his mind?
He threatened to fire us unless our act improves.
Fire you? Hey, that's serious.
Well, I'm glad somebody sees it that way. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to get into my costume. It's time for the act.
Sure, honey, run along. I got some business to talk over anyway.
If you take my advice, you'll do less talking and more thinking. Goodbye, Mr. Clayton.
Goodbye. Say, Al, is it true
about Farrell? Does she look like she's kidding?
Oh, this is bad. You've got to keep the act running through the summer at all costs. Too late now to change plans.
Yeah, I know. Say, how about the powder for this show? Which do we use?
The red powder, until I tell you different.
Good. That's what I have in the cannon now.
But about the act? What's wrong? Does he want bigger crowds?
So he says. How are we going to get him, Clayton? After all, it's just a girl getting shot out of a cannon. What else can we do?
Well, you've got to find some way to hypo it. Get it talked about.
Well, we already put handbills all over the boardwalk.
Oh, handbills, handbills. You need more than that. What you want is some big publicity. Wait a minute. I think I've got it. Tell me, how far can you trust this kid?
Laura? Ah, she's all right. She wants to see the act go over.
And she'd play along with a stunt?
If it meant putting over the act, she's ready to risk her neck. Why?
All right. Well, I think I've got the answer.
Yeah? What's the gag?
Publicity, that's all. Nice, healthy publicity. Now, come on over here by the cannon, and I'll tell you all about it.
All right, you there in the water. You'll have to get clear of this area. That's it.
Chase all of them, Bart.
Yeah, they're all out now, Frank. Let's make sure the net is secure.
All right. I'll work the boat up alongside. How's that?
Fine. The net's in place, all right. I guess everything's under control.
All right, good. Well, they're announcing the act now. I'll pull a safe distance away.
Not much of a crowd over there, looks like.
That's too bad. How's this? Far enough away?
That's fine. Better turn around this way if you want to see it.
Well, there goes the cannon into position.
There's the girl climbing down the barrel. Watch now. She'll fly right out this way.
There it goes.
Frank, look.
Hey, she's overshooting the net. She'll land 10 yards away. Good Lord, she'll drown. Pick the oars. I'm going after her.
I'll get the boat over alongside.
Take it easy, Murph. I'm on my way. And I'll reach out your hand.
You get away from me, you idiot.
Hey, watch out. I'll get you aboard the boat.
Get away from me. You're spoiling everything.
You need help, Frank?
You better give me a hand. She's hysterical.
I am not hysterical. Now get out of here. Leave me alone.
Hey, get over here next to the boat where I can reach you.
Come on, miss. We just want to help you.
I tell you, I don't need any help. Let go of me.
I've got her arms now. I'll get her aboard.
Get up there.
I said let me go.
Now take it easy. You're safe in the boat.
Well, I'll show you how safe I am.
She hit me.
Let me put her arms behind her.
No.
There. Now sit down and let us get you ashore. We're going to rescue you whether you want us to or not. Row ashore, boy.
Right.
Oh, you fools. You've ruined everything. Do you hear me? You've ruined everything.
Well, that was a delicious dinner, Ensign.
Oh, it sure was.
Thank you.
Well, let's sit out on the porch for a while before we start down to the boardwalk, huh?
Sure, Ensign. Come on.
All right.
Take that chair, is it? Ah, nice out here, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Look, Inza, about the rescue today,
Whatever gave you the impression I was thinking about that?
Well, you are, though, aren't you? You've been acting sort of peeved ever since you saw that big story about it in the newspapers.
Nothing of the sort. She's a very pretty girl, isn't she?
I didn't notice.
Well, she's not bad. I mean, if you like that type.
Oh, look, Ince, I had to rescue her. I couldn't let her drown, could I?
Judging by the picture in the paper, she was in no danger.
Oh, you mean that one of me carrying her ashore?
With her arm around your neck. She was grinning like a Cheshire cat and right into the camera, too, I noticed.
Well, as it turned out, she wasn't in danger of drowning, but I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, Frank's right, Ince. Suppose she had been in real danger. How would it look for 2 lifeguards to stand by and watch her go under?
We were only doing our duty, both of us.
Just the same, to take part in some cheap publicity scheme. That's all it was.
Yeah, I agree with you. Must have been a deliberate trick. That's the only way I could explain her being so mad when I pulled her out of the water.
Mad?
Oh, you should have seen her, Inza. She fought like a tiger when we tried to get her into the boat.
And that's why I was holding her when we put her ashore. Every time I let go of her arm, she'd hit one of us.
She sure did. You ought to see the sock she gave me.
Oh, I wish you could have seen Bart's face.
I can imagine. Then it wasn't a publicity stunt, at least on your part?
Of course not. Do you think I'd have anything to do with a thing like that? No, Bart and I were just doing our job, that's all.
That's right. Personally, I'd like to throw her back into the water after she hit me.
The only trouble is, Frank and I thought she was hysterical from fear. Drowning people get that way lots of times.
Oh, well, it's all over anyhow. Let's forget it. What about the stroll on the boardwalk?
Bullseye, Frank.
Beautiful shooting, Frank. That's five in a row.
Here, Enzo, why don't you try?
No, I couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Good evening, Mr. Merriwell.
Huh? Oh, good evening.
Well, don't you recognize me? I'm Lola, the girl you rescued today.
Oh, yes, I know.
I want you and Mr. Hodge to meet my partner, Albert.
Hiya, boys. Say thanks for what you did this afternoon.
Well, wasn't anything, sir.
You're too modest. You saved Lola's life. We're both very grateful to you. Yes, sir, very grateful. Excuse me a minute. I see my friend Clayton back there. Wait here for me, Lola. I'll be right back.
All right, Albert. Well, Mr. Merriwell, aren't you going to introduce me to your pretty friend?
Oh, sure. Miss Inza Burridge.
How do you do?
It's a real pleasure, Miss Burridge. Or may I call you Inza?
Yes, if you like.
Well, I've got a confession to make.
Confession?
Yeah, about this afternoon.
Well, we know you weren't drowning, if that's what you mean.
Yes, it is what I mean. But I want to explain why. You see, Albert and I were going to lose our jobs because we weren't drawing a big enough crowd. So we hit on a scheme. I would deliberately overshoot the net and pretend to be drowning.
I thought so.
And then the crowd would get good and excited, and Albert was going to leap in and save me.
Well, wasn't that pretty dangerous? You might have hit the water wrong.
Not much chance of that. You see, Mr. Merriwell, I'm not only an expert swimmer, but I'm also a high diver. Now you can see why I was so mad at you two.
Well, we spoiled your act by rescuing you before Albert did.
Yes, but at the time, I didn't know you two were two famous Yale athletes. All worked out better than we dared hope. On the strength of the publicity you gave us, we've been signed up for the whole summer.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Now you can see why Albert and I were so grateful to you both.
Do you mean to say you're actually glad that you'll be shot out of a cannon all summer long?
Hey, it's a good job. Good jobs aren't easy to find in this business.
But my goodness, doesn't it hurt? I mean, when they shoot you out of the cannon?
Oh, gracious, no. It's just a gimmick.
A gimmick?
A trick. You see, there's a spring platform inside the barrel, and I stand on that, and it shoots me out like a, what do you call it?
Catapult.
That's it. The powder has nothing to do with it. That's just for show. Actually, I've already left the barrel when the explosion goes off.
Oh, I understand now.
Well, there's one thing you could explain to me, though.
And what's that, Mr. Merriwell?
Well, in most acts of that kind, the smoke is white or black. How is it the smoke in your act is red?
Ah, that's just for show. Sometimes the smoke is even green.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Well, I think I've talked about myself long enough. Don't let me interrupt your fun.
Oh, that's all right. We were tired of the shooting gallery anyway.
What do you say to some refreshments? There's a stand right here next door.
Hey, sounds good to me.
How about it, Inza?
Fine. I'm anxious to hear some more of Lola's story.
Oh, Clayton, what's the news?
Wait a minute. Close that door.
Sure.
All right, now sit down. I'll give you the whole story.
Right.
We're getting some action at last, Al.
Huh?
A freighter clears New York Harbor tomorrow morning. She'll be laying offshore in time for your first show tomorrow.
Then we'll use the green powder.
Check. Here it is. Take it with you.
Yeah.
Use enough of it, will you? The captain sent me word that he could hardly see the signal last time.
He'll see it all right. Don't worry.
Well, he'd better. This is an important shipment. We're sending out more guns tomorrow than ever before. Now, we all stand to make a big pile on this deal, and I don't want anything to go wrong.
I know. Hey, we fixed up the act yesterday.
Yeah, so I see by the papers. Good work. Oh, Lola doesn't suspect anything, does she?
No, not a thing. She's a good kid. She wants the act to succeed.
All right, now remember, use the green powder in both shows tomorrow unless something goes wrong.
Yeah.
If it does, I'll get in touch with you, and then you can use the red again.
I got you. But make sure nothing does go wrong. I get nervous every time we send out a shipment, Clayton.
I know. After tomorrow, there won't be any more for a couple of weeks at least. I'll get back to the boardwalk.
Frank, watch this and tell me what's wrong with my crawl stroke.
Go ahead, I'm watching.
That's the way she kicks her feet, Frank. See that?
Yes, you're right. Inza!
What is it?
The trouble with your stroke is you're not kicking fast enough. I'll swim over and show you.
No, hold it, Frank. Take a look over at the pier.
Oh, gosh, that's right. It's time for the act. I'll show you later, Inza. You'll have to go to the beach. It's time for the cannon act.
All right, Frank.
Here I go.
Hey, look at the crowd they've drawn today, will you?
Yeah, quite a mob. I guess their publicity stunt did some good, Bart.
Oh, there's the cannon in position. Here we go.
I hope she doesn't miss the net this time.
No, she won't. Watch it.
Oh, look there. Green smoke this time.
Hey, here she comes, right for the net. Wow. Look at that landing.
Nice work, Lola.
Hey, Frank. Hey, listen to those cheers. Hey, this act really hit it now. Thanks to you.
Honestly, I never get enough of the boardwalk. Isn't it exciting?
Oh, it's fun, all right.
Say, how about going back to the shooting gallery? I'd like to get revenge for yesterday.
Anytime.
Oh, wait. Let's stop at this booth up here first.
Cupid, darling, cries like a real-life baby. Looky, looky, looky. Finest prize on the whole boardwalk. And it's all yours if you win a simple game of skill. What do you say, boys? Step right on and try your luck.
Well, you mean this place over here, Enzo?
I think that genuine Cupid doll has caught her eye, Frank.
Yes, isn't it, darling?
Well, what do you have to do?
What do you have to do, he says. My son, all you have to do is throw 3 baseballs through the small opening at the back of the stand. 3 shots for 1 dime, the 10th part of a dollar.
Try it, Frank. I'll bet you can do it.
All right, here's your dime.
That's it, my boy, and here are the baseballs. Let's see what you can do with them.
All right, come on, Frank. Show him that control of yours. The count on the batter's 3-0.
All right, here goes.
Right through. Pretty good, son. 2 more to go.
Okay, Frank, come on. 1 strike. 2 more right over.
All right, here's number 2.
Hey, right through. Clean as a whistle.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. 1 more, Frank.
All right, here's the last one.
Well, I'll be... And another winner. Everybody wins. Here you are, little lady. A genuine Cupid doll who cries like a baby.
Thank you. Isn't it a cute little thing? Oh, does it really cry?
Just tilt it forward like this, miss.
Oh, how cute. Thanks, Frank. Now we'll go to your shooting gallery.
Hey, looky, looky, looky. And who'll be next to take home one?
Well, look who's here.
Hello, Lola. See what Frank just won for me?
Hey, say, that's real cute.
Tiny as it is, it's a real mama doll. Listen.
Quite a prize. Oh, but say, have you had your palm read yet?
Is there a palmist here?
Sure, over there. See the sign? Say, they say she's wonderful, too. I'm on my way over there now. Want to come along?
Oh, I'd love to. How about it, Frank?
Well, Bart and I were going to the shooting gallery.
Ah, let them go to their shooting gallery, Enzy. We can meet them later.
Sure, Enzy, go ahead. You're not interested in the shooting gallery, and we don't care about the palmist. So it's an even trade.
Well, all right. I'll meet you over there in about half an hour.
Right. Come on, Bart.
Oh, just a minute, Frank. Could you keep the doll for me? I might lose it.
Sure, I'll slip it right into my pocket.
Thanks. See you in a little while. Come on, Lola. Let's see how good this fortune teller really is.
Well, I finally hit something.
It's about time. What's wrong with these guns?
Oh, we've been having some trouble with them lately, gents. I complained to the boss about them, though. Oh, here, try these.
Oh, no, thanks. It's not much fun shooting with these worn-out guns.
Haven't you got any better ones?
Well, wait, here's the boss. I'll ask him. Oh, Mr. Clayton?
What's the trouble, Mac?
It's these guns. Can't we break out that new shipment? The boys here are kicking.
Well, I don't see why not. I meant to tell you before. Go ahead and open up the new crate. We don't want any accidents here, you know.
Oh, sure, boss. Just waiting for you to say the word. Oh, stick around, gents. I'll get you some new guns to shoot with.
Go right ahead. We'll wait.
Let's see. Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Just get this cover off here. That does it.
Hey, those look like pretty fancy guns.
Mac, you fool. That's the wrong crate.
Oh, sorry, boss. I'll cover it up.
Yeah. That's the carton I meant over there.
Oh, sure, boss. Sure, I'll get him.
Well, that's a funny type of gun for a shooting gallery, Mr. Clayton.
Huh? What do you mean?
That crate he just opened by mistake. Those weren't 22s packed in there, were they?
What are you talking about?
Well, I got a pretty good look at them. They're Springfield repeaters.
Ah, you're crazy. What would I be doing with military rifles?
Pretty unusual thing, Springfield rifles outside of an army.
Well, they must have been sent here by mistake. Come on, Mac, get that other box open.
But guns like that just aren't sent around by mistake, Mr. Clayton.
All right, smart boys. Suppose you walk around this counter and don't say anything.
What's the idea?
Easy, Bart. He's holding a .22 under the counter.
Yeah, and it's liable to go off. Now move.
Hey, cut it out, Clayton. You wouldn't shoot. Not right here on the boardwalk.
Oh, no. It wouldn't be hard to stage a little accident in a shooting gallery. Now, march.
Better do as he says, Bart.
Now you're talking sense. That's it, right back here. Mac.
Yeah, Mr. Clayton?
Take over out here. Be ready to close up when I give you the word.
I got you, boss.
And now, gentlemen, I'm taking you into the back room. You've been asking so many questions, now you'll get a few answers. Move. That's no use, son. That gag's on good and tight.
Clayton, Al, shut that door.
Mac told me, what's the idea of bringing these kids back here?
Well, they started asking questions about the Springfields. Mac opened the crate in front of them by mistake.
Those are those Yale kids who got us all that publicity.
We can't take a chance on having them talk now.
But they didn't know anything. They couldn't have. Now you bring them back here and show our whole hand.
I had to do what I tell you, Al. They knew something was wrong the minute they saw those military rifles. We've got to keep them out of the way until after tonight.
You must be nuts. After tonight, then what? They can go right to the police with the whole story.
Well, they better learn to speak Spanish then, because the only police they'll see sure won't speak English.
Wait a minute. You're going to put them on the freighter?
Well, can you think of a better idea? They'll be out of the way for a couple of months. By the time they get back, we'll be gone.
You're right. That's exactly the way to handle it.
All right, now come on. We'll lock them in here until we get the rest of the shipment loaded on the lighter. I'll tell Mac to keep an eye on them.
Let's get a move on, then.
Well, boys, never thought you'd be taking a South American cruise, did you?
All right, lady, you'll have to stand clear of the counter. I'm closing the gallery.
But are you sure you haven't seen two young men waiting around here?
For the last time, lady, no. Now look out for the door.
Oh, it's no use, Enzo. Just the same, I'm going to wait a little while longer.
All right, go ahead, lady. The boardwalk's open to the public. But don't expect me to wait with you. So long.
What do you suppose happened to them, Lola?
They probably stopped at some other booth. They'll be along.
But it isn't like them. They promised to meet me right here.
Now, relax, Enzo. They'll be along.
Wait, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Listen.
Oh, that. It's just a cat, I guess.
No, Lola, that almost sounds like that doll of mine Frank was carrying.
Hey, it does, sort of, now that you mention it.
Coming from this alleyway. Come on, let's take a look.
I'm right with you. Oh, I don't see anything around here.
Cries are louder now, though. They seem to be coming from somewhere in the building.
Oh, this is just the back of the shooting gallery. Oh, it must be a cat, Enzo. Come on back to the boardwalk.
No, there it is again. Look, here's a window with a drawn shade. It's coming from just inside. Lola, I'm going to look in.
You can't, kid. The window's too high.
I'll stand on this box. There.
Can you see around the blind?
A little. Doesn't seem to be anyone inside. I'm going to open it if I can.
Be careful.
Lola, it's Frank and Bart. They're in here bound and gagged.
No kidding.
We've got to get them loose.
Well, I'll go get Albert. He can help
us. All right, but hurry.
I will.
I think I can get in here by myself. It's worth a try anyway. If I can... I can just get over this sill. I'll get that gag out of your mouth, Frank.
We're just in time. Quick, get my hands free.
I'm working on them. Turn your wrists a little. Yeah, that's it. Now.
Good work. Mm-hmm. Now, Bart.
I'll get the gag.
Here's my knife. I'll cut him loose.
Oh, that's a relief. Someone's coming.
Well, maybe it's Lola. She went after Albert.
No, it's those men coming after us.
Quick, Enzo, behind that screen.
All right, thanks.
Come on, Bart. Put the handkerchief back in your mouth and your hands behind your back.
Right.
Well, it was good work, Mac, getting rid of those girls.
Oh, it was easy, boss. I just ignored them.
All right, now, let's move these two kids down to the shore. We've got to hurry.
All right, take this one first.
Not so fast, Mac.
Hey, turn loose.
What's that, Clayton, Bart?
Don't reach for that gun, Clayton.
Nice one, Bart. Now for you.
Well, that takes care of them. Now for taking those other guys.
I brought Albert to help you. He's...
Get your hands up, all of you.
Hey, Albert, where did you get that gun?
Your boyfriend happens to be part of this gang, Lola. Shut up, you.
Albert, I can't believe it.
What's that? Jump him! Drop that gun! I've got his arm!
Now get your hands up fast.
All right. Don't shoot.
Hey, Albert, I thought you were going to help him.
He can't help anyone now, Lola. Not even himself. Come on, Albert. You and your friends have a date with the police. Yes, and that's the whole story. The three of them were using the Cannon Act and the shooting gallery to cover up their operation.
And a pretty slick setup, too. It was a cinch to store the guns at the shooting gallery.
Ah, but to think that they'd use my act as a signal, That's why they used the different colored smoke.
What a fool I was, trusting that Albert.
Oh, it wasn't your fault, Lola. But now what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm all right, Enza. I got a pretty good job. Mr. Farrell, the manager, is going to let me do my high diving act for the rest of the summer.
Well, I'm glad it all turned out this way.
So am I, Enza. And if it hadn't been for that mama doll of yours that Frank had in his pocket, we'd be out on the high seas right now instead of on this beach.
Yeah. Well, the mama doll was the only way I could call for help. I'm certainly glad you heard it.
Oh, so am I. I never thought I'd actually be grateful to a crybaby.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time when Frank Merriwell brings you another exciting adventure. Frank is played by Lawson Zerbe, Bart is Hal Studer, and Inza is Elaine Rost. Other members of the cast were Earl George, Richard Keith, Lon Clark, and Mary Patton. Original music is by Paul Taubman. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch. And the entire production is under the direction of Jack Cuney. This holiday weekend, many of us will enjoy one of America's greatest treasures, our forests and woodlands. Let's remember that the holiday we celebrate is dedicated to the preservation of our nation's heritage. And a part of that heritage is our natural resources. It's the duty of each of us to be careful, for it takes only a moment's carelessness to destroy a forest that cannot be replaced. If you're going hiking or camping or on a fishing trip in the woodlands during the holidays, follow these simple rules. Crush out cigarette, cigar, or pipe ashes. Break matches in two after you've used them. Drown out all campfires and then stir the ashes and drown them again. Check to find out about fire laws before you start any fire. And most important of all, remember that there are no exceptions to these rules. The risk of carelessness is too great. Forest fires can be prevented. 9 out of 10 of them are started by the thoughtlessness of people like you and me. Enjoy America's forests, but help protect them. Anyone can start a forest fire. Only you can prevent them. Remember to meet the Meeks 1/2 hour from now, and stay tuned now for The Adventures of Archie Andrews, heard over most of these NBC stations. Mel Brandt speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.